I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. The Federal Communications Commission announced Thursday that they believe they have the power to regulate internet traffic. That's seen as a big win for advocates of network neutrality, the belief that internet providers should not be able to charge different rates for different sites or services, or restrict what you have access to online.
This is a very important decision because it goes to the fundamental question of what legal authority the FCC has.
Kevin Werbach co-led the review of the FCC during the transition to the Obama administration. He now teaches at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
It seems inconceivable to say that the FCC, which is the government agency that oversees telecommunications and media and those sorts of services, has no role to play in this emerging internet era. Everything is converging. All of the companies that used to be providers of cable television and broadcast television and phone service are now the leading providers of broadband internet access. And the internet is becoming the central communications platform of our age. So what's at stake is whether the FCC has the authority to be involved in this area.
So that's the larger meaning of this story. But what is it going to mean to you? Here to help explain some of that, freelance technology writer Glenn Fleischman. He writes for The Economist, Seattle Times, many other publications. Glenn, what does the FCC announcement mean for my ability to see things over the internet in the future?
It means that what you have now, the ability to, say, stream video, download video files, access sites that might use a lot of bandwidth, that's not going to change, and it will probably get better. If these rules are fully adopted, companies that aren't tied in with cable firms, cable operators, or giant telecom firms like AT&T, they might decide now to pour billions of dollars into delivering video over the internet and make many more choices free and with advertising support because they can rely that they'll have a level playing field, which was uncertain before.
There were some ifs in there. Are they going to pour those billions of dollars in yet? Do we know that this resolves anything in a concrete way?
What has to happen now is there'll be hearings and they have to be approved. There has to not be a congressional backlash. There has to be, you know, there'll be lobbying about this. This is a split between the physical infrastructure of the internet, the wire and, the tubes that make up the internet, all the wire and everything else. You can actually visualize a bit as plumbing. And the stuff that goes over those wires, the logical internet, the content internet, this is going to help quite a bit on the content side, but it doesn't have much or any impact on the physical side.
So more video might be pumping through those internet series of tubes.
And this is kind of the argument. It's all water. If you turn on your tap and water starts flowing, that's what we expect. It doesn't matter who's providing it to us. We want to be charged for a reasonable amount. And, what the internet gives us is the ability to have, I turn on the tap, but sometimes and wine comes out, other times beer, other times soft drink, and it's all going over those same pipes. And what the carriers have been saying in the past, these telecom and cable companies, is that every time we carry a different beverage, it costs us a different amount of money. And, if you conceptualize it as plumbing, you say, well, I don't really care what the liquid that's going through the pipes is. What comes out the other end is what I want. There's a certain amount of capacity, only so much water or soft drinks can go through the system. But fundamentally, anything that's in liquid form is the same. You're not suddenly asking Comcast to let Doritos go through their plumbing. We're asking them to have different flavors of, of sparkling beverages.
I want to come over to your house and turn on your magical faucet. Let's talk about the national broadband plan and what this announcement might mean for that.
These rules are about content. They're about what's going over the wire as opposed to the wire itself. The National Broadband Plan provides a lot of ideas and incentives. The stimulus bill provides some of the money to put that physical infrastructure in, to build those pipes out to the rural audience so that they can have the same kind of experience as an urban audience has. What I think these new proposed rules do kind of hand in hand is say, not only are you going to get this new infrastructure, but the companies that build it, no matter what they want to do, they're not going to be able to restrict what you do. So they're not going to be able to go in there and say, here's your new fiber optic to the house. And by the way, the only video you can watch at high quality at HD speeds or HD quality is going to be stuff that we provide. In fact, this new infrastructure that goes in, the companies that build it will have to provide access over their network to whatever kinds of content you want.
Technology writer Glenn Fleischman. Visit us online at futuretense.publicradio.org. The program is produced by Larissa Anderson. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
American Public Media.